Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we want to thank you for being with us. Be sure and check out our new website, Sportsman, and that's M-A-N on Sportsman, sportsmanofcolorado.com. A lot of great new sponsors you will see on there, and all of those will go straight to their website. You just click on those banners that you see for our sponsors, and that will take you directly to their website. On our bragging gallery, we've done something a little bit different where you can upload your own photos of those. Now, those still come to us, and then we approve them just to make sure no crazy things happen on the website. But so when you post them and they don't show up, don't worry about it. We will look through those and make sure it's the good content that we're looking for. And then we will get those on our bragging gallery. Well, I've never had an interview take me 3 years to get, but today it has taken me about 3 years to get this gentleman in studio with us. Very busy guy. And one of our first sponsors that came with us to really help us do our show, and as most of you know, most of our sponsors are kind of that mom-and-pop shops, family-owned and operated, and that's what we look for, just to help everybody continue to do what they love, just like we're getting to do what we love here on our show, Sportsman of Colorado. But you've heard ads on Haystack Help Radio, as well as Sportsman of Colorado here for few years now for Rampart Firearms, and glad to welcome in studio John Orvez. John, how are you, sir?
Doing good. Thanks for having me,
man,
Scott.
I feel like I need a video camera. Finally got you here. And yeah, most have been your fault, but a couple have been my fault, so we're even. I'm glad you're here.
We are. Glad I finally was able to get down here and get a chance to come in studio, chat with you a little bit, make up for the past 3 years.
Exactly.
It's not that I've been blowing you off. I've just been extremely busy.
No, you have. And, you know, going up to Sedalia Lot, our church has a camp up 67, so we're up by that road all the time, and there was a store there for a long time, just sold knickknacks and all kinds of things, mostly for women, so it was great to see the word firearms on a sign there, and so walked in and met you several years ago. So tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then, boy, you're doing everything every guy would love to do, and that's own a firearm store, but it's not all glory, just like radio's certainly not either. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So it's interesting. My background is actually one of technology. I spent about 25 years in my previous life, if you will, doing IT, security, infrastructure, that sort of thing. I've always had an interest in firearms ever since I pretty much could walk. My mom always encouraged, you know, me to kind of chase after the things that drove me, because those would be the things that I'd be passionate about and they'd be the most successful in. Mm-hmm. So I like to think the first half was kind of around technology, and I kind of found a breaking point in that career to retire away from that and actually step into the firearms industry, which, as you say, yeah, that is kind of the dream of a lot of guys. For me, I was kind of caught up in the moment and didn't even necessarily realize that right. It was actually happening. It started off as something I did sort of simultaneous with the previous career, and then very quickly, it just took over my entire life. It really became part of who we are, part of my entire family, and really opened us up to an amazing community, you know, an amazing customer base, amazing community support. It's been fantastic. So we've been going at it strong in the store now, going on 3 years, right. And that's been... you know, it seems like you blink and it's gone. But at the same time, yeah, it's been an amazing experience. So for us, you know, we really focus on that customer experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not somebody who started off in this world as a used car salesman. I'm not somebody who ever started off in retail. Right. So for me, it's really when I'm dealing with a customer, it's just a conversation like what we're having here today. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, what we hear too, and this is what's been, you know, great for us too, is first of all, to walk in and ask a question and get an educated answer is a good thing. Yep. So many times in some of the larger box stores, and there's some, you know, good people that work in those, so this isn't a blanket statement that nobody knows what they're talking about, but there's a lot that don't.
Yeah.
They're working in one department, and all of a sudden a guy calls in sick, so they're bringing a guy from archery over to guns. And the guy may not even be a gun guy at all.
Right.
You know, and so it is great to have a store that you can walk in, get help, and get that neighborhood feel too, because you feel like you are supporting the community and supporting, and you do, and we're going to touch on that too, but I mean, you do a lot of things in the community to help too. But yeah. Talk a little bit about your staff and you know, and some of the background of some of those folks as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've got kind of a varied group of folks that work at the store, one of which major support, really couldn't do without her, my wife, Vicky. She is the manager of the store. Really provides a critical insight into an area of the customer base that sometimes guys have a trouble breaking into, and that is that female audience, mm-hmm. you know, and getting that customer to feel comfortable knowing that, hey, this is a safe place to come to have a conversation. You're not going to feel intimidated. You're not going to be talked down to. You're going to be treated as an equal, which you are, whether you're just getting in or just showing interest or whether you're a seasoned veteran. That's been huge. We've had a lot of ladies who come in and say, hey, we really appreciate being able to come in and have someone, you know, who is a shooter, who is actively involved in the shooting industry, and, you know, by the way, she sells guns. Mm-hmm. So that's been kind of a really cool experience. And it's helped us kind of cater our store there as well. I mean, you know, when it comes to concealing a firearm, for example, guys have so many options,
yep.
you know, but when it comes to the ladies, because typically they tend to dress a little bit, you know, more form-fitting or different types of fashion in such a varied fashion that the same holster doesn't always work for them. Mm-hmm. So they need to have that conversation, and they need to be able to talk to somebody who can say, hey, I can relate,
sure.
you know, and I mean, I can try to relate, but you know, you come in, you deal with Vicky, she's going to be able to help you out, whether it's to put you into a concealed carry purse, talk about different concealed carry options, or just, you know, different methods to be able to approach a firearm, that sort of thing. It's a very different experience from what I have personally witnessed at a lot of other retail establishments.
Right. So. And you know, boy, you get concealed carry, and we'll talk about that a little bit, because a lot of times people ask, you know, I mean, here at the station, just being out, they'll go, thinking about getting my wife a concealed carry, or even myself, and what's the best concealed carry weapon? I mean, you get that all the time, you know?
We do.
And it's like, well, you got to figure that out. What best fits your hand? What are
Correct.
You most comfortable shooting and all that? Because it doesn't matter what can be the best 45 on the market.
Yes.
You know, if you can't handle that.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, if it doesn't fit your hand in the store, it's not going to get any better when you go out on the range. Mm-hmm. We always get people say, oh, I want to go out and shoot, you know, 10 different guns to decide. And that's great. But at the same time, there's a lot you can do at the counter before you make that approach to go test out different firearms. Does it fit your hand when you raise it up? Do the sights naturally level? Or are you having to compensate with the front sight, raise it up and down, that kind of thing? If you find that you are bringing that firearm up and everything is feeling good in your hand, the sights are lining up, put it on the list as one that you're going to take out to the range.
Right.
Chances are you're going to find that that's probably going to be a pretty good one for you.
Right. So. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with John Orvis. John is the owner of Rampart Firearms in Sedalia, located at 4064 Douglas Avenue. And great store. And again, family owned and operated. You will find friendly service there. Knowledgeable people, as we just talked about. Their number is 720-468-0050. 720-468-0050. And if you're right on, if you know where 67 is off of Santa Fe, there's a post office there. And they're actually just right across the street from that post office. Again, that's at 4064 Douglas Avenue. And right now, of course, we're into fall, but hours are basically 10 to 7?
Yeah, we've switched over to a new year-round schedule just to remove some of the confusion. We are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays.
Good.
So
everybody needs that day of rest.
Yeah. I didn't realize. We went almost 3 years where we were 7 days a week, and I didn't realize how burned out everybody was kind of getting, and that's one thing I don't want to do in this industry. I don't want to get that burned out, you know. So, yeah, having that day of rest is huge.
You know, and this is a shopping world now. All of us can go online real quick, find out what guns go for, what they're selling for, all kinds of things. But I want to say this, you know, I think you guys are extremely fair in the way that you price things. I mean, you know, I'll go out to Tanner Gun Show once in a while. Dude, there is not very rarely a deal there. What I see is a bunch of old guys sitting around with their stuff their wife wants them to get rid of, and so they mark it for $4,000. Nope, honey, didn't sell it, you know. But you won't, I mean, I'm not saying there's not ever deals out there, and I'm certainly enjoy going to the Tanner Gun Show, but I'm just telling you, to have, you know, and you guys, I walked in the other day, I bet you there was 40 Smith & Wesson cases that they were opening, putting in new guns. So you guys have some buying power, even as a small, what would be termed a small store.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got some buying power. So what I'm saying is, don't just think that, you know, the big box stores are going to be the best deal. You've got to check out, you know, a good neighborhood store again.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And it's interesting that you kind of bring that up, because we do tend to limit our inventory because of space constraints, but we do try to make sure that the more popular items, we always have some good back stock on. Whether you're wanting maybe a model that's got a safety and doesn't have a safety, we try to keep several of each option, so that, you know, if you are looking for one specifically, you're not waiting. Although it is important to note, most of our orders, like handguns, for example, mm-hmm. we can typically have those next business day. Long guns are usually 2 days. But another big element that comes along with it in our price structure, which, as you mentioned, you know, we do have good pricing. A lot of that's based because we're almost more of a volume store than right. we are a margin store. You know, it's different, because most mom and pop shops, they sit down and they focus on, hey, we need to sell X number of items so that we can get enough margin to keep the lights on. You know, I've kind of hit it from this sort of 10% blanket, mm-hmm. where everything's got a 10% margin on it, and as a result, we sell a lot more volume, and we make we do make our margins there.
Sure.
The other big one is, and this is probably one of the only things that you're ever going to really see that really sets us apart beyond everything else, and I think it's probably our crown jewel, is we guarantee everything we sell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's new. I don't care if it's used. If it's in my store and we sell it to you, it's covered. Okay, there's no explicit written terms, but it's the kind of thing where if you come back to me, you said, hey, I picked up this shotgun, maybe it was used, I fired off 50 shots, and now I'm having a problem with it, feed. You know, I've got a gunsmith in-house, we're going to fix that. You're not going to pay anything for that. I'm not going to tell you it was a used gun. I don't care if it was 4 years ago or 5 years ago that we sold it to you.
Right.
It's covered. And the same thing with new. You know, an interesting angle, I had a customer who was going round and round with one of the manufacturers trying to get his firearm repaired. And he came in and explained the story to me, of course, after jumping through several hoops of sending it back to the manufacturer and everything. And as I told him, I said, I'll replace it. You bought it here. I'll replace it here right at the counter. I will take care of them. I buy guns from these guys all day long.
Right.
Okay. I call them and say, I need this replaced. Out of professional courtesy, they replace it. They don't even ask me any questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I can extend that to my customer. And they know that I extend that to my customer, and they completely support that. So I think it's a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely. John Orvez is our guest. Rampart Firearms is the company. Guns, ammo, hunting, tactical, personal defense. You got it all. Your one-stop shop. 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. Their number is 720-468-0050. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Dana Loesch, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have in studio John Orvis. John is the owner of Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. Once again, they're located at 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia, 720-468-0050. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And again, boy, a lot of great items in this store. And you know, not only because John's a sponsor with us, but, I mean, I've purchased several guns. I'm glad my wife's out of town today, so she doesn't hear that. I probably have spent what John has given me. But a great, great store. And, again, you know, I love the family-owned and operated and just that neighborhood kind of feel you get by helping other people get to continue what they do. Now, a couple of things I want to bring up with John and get his comments. Sometimes things happen in life where, you know, someone passes away, and maybe that person was an outdoorsman or outdoors woman and had some firearms. And, you know, boy, you don't know what to do. Do you take them to pawn shops? Do you take them to, you know, do you sell them to friends? What do you do? And, John, I know one great area of your business that you help people in is with estate sales.
Yeah, absolutely. Estate sales for us, you know, are huge. We tend to meet some amazing people, hear some amazing stories. And, you know, everybody pretty much probably listens to the show has a person that they know that's got that amazing collection, you know, and they, or maybe that person who's listening is the one with that amazing collection. Often, we don't necessarily plan for what happens, or maybe our intentions of what happened doesn't always work out. We get a lot of folks that do find themselves with a large amount of firearms that they don't know what to do with. I've had some pretty impressive Revolutionary War, Civil War, World War I, World War II collections, as well as just amazing hunting collections, Weatherby collections, that sort of thing. And that was all well and good. The person who owned them intended to donate them to, you know, or to leave them to his family members. And unfortunately, they either don't want them, or maybe they're in a position in life, maybe they live in a state that's not friendly to it, but they're not able to take them. So I think through the fact that we've always been fair with people, we've always been honest and open and approachable, people do tend to gravitate towards us with those collections. So whether it's a couple of guns that you've got that you're looking to find a home for, mm-hmm. or whether it's hundreds of guns that you've got, you know, we are prepared to come in and acquire that, help you kind of understand what you have,
right.
And really make sure that it's a fair offer across the board, whether it be consignment on the estate or whether we buy the estate outright.
Okay. And maybe you just have a few weapons you don't use anymore, and sure. Maybe they're not of interest to family and all like that. I mean, I guess you have several programs where, and I guess probably fairest to you and fairest to the customers, do the consignment way.
Yeah, consignment for us, it is. It tends to be the best method. I will say some folks just want to be done with it. You know,
right.
Often if you're dealing with clearing out an entire estate, you want to be able to say, boy, that's over with. And if you come to me, for example, with 150 guns, that's going to take me a little while to move. I might have some of those straggling for a year.
Sure.
You know, so if you want to close it out, or you can even sometimes take a phased approach where we consign, you know, for so many months, and then after that, you decide, you know, the stuff that's left, just make me an offer on. And gotcha. I've done that, and I'll do that, you know, continuing. We do a flat rate 15% on our consignments. That's whether it's in store or whether it's online. We tend to turn most of the guns very, very quickly. But again, depending on what you have, some of them may take a little bit longer to move.
Right. Now, great selection of handguns, and I guess probably the most of in there, and a lot of space you have, okay. But just talk about some of the handguns you've got in, and maybe a couple of deals that come to mind that'd be good buys.
Yeah, you know, probably the biggest one right now, and I think it has to do with just a bit of the state of the world right now, or maybe the United States specifically, concealed handguns are definitely making up a massive portion of our you know, our market. We're seeing things like the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield really fly off the shelves. We're seeing Ruger LC9Ss, Ruger LCPs. Now there's a new LCP out, the LCP2, which is pretty interesting. We're hopefully have that in the store next week. If it's small, concealable, and reliable, people are a buyer of that firearm. you know, and we're really not seeing necessarily that full size handgun, you know, fly off the shelf the way we are the smaller items. We're not even seeing some of the more things that have flown off the shelf in the past, like the tactical rifles, that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, it's really kind of been these smaller handguns. So knowing that going into this election season, I did, and that's partly what you walked into. Mm-hmm. You walked in on one of our orders, which was the Smith & Wesson order, where we brought in small semi-automatics. We also brought in small lightweight revolvers, you know, 38 Special, mm-hmm. Smith & Wesson air weights, that kind of thing. Not everybody likes a semi-automatic, and yep. I totally understand that.
Right.
You know, it's
Nat Smith & Wesson. That's what I have my wife, she, you know, and hammerless. I mean, the only way it's going to go off is when you stick your finger in the trigger and pull. You know, so it's pretty safe for a woman to keep in a purse and things like that. And again, but you got to get out and shoot, too, and that's we'll touch on that in a minute. That's another whole topic. You know, you can't just get your permit, get the gun, and never go out and fire it.
Correct.
So we can touch on that. And I mentioned you got some great – purses in there for mm-hmm. concealed carry purses for women. So, guys, hey, won't be long. We'll be thinking about those Christmas things. Good place to go and shop for that.
It is. We also have, you know, the Phobos holster for outside carry, which is awesome when you're going to be out at the range or if you're an open carry person. The other one that we have, which is we were one of the first stores to bring it, was the sticky holster. You know, so many people come in constantly talking about their holster and trying to conceal and they're trying to find a better way. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've got a Kydex holster. That's really popular. Well, a lot of people don't know is Kydex is a wall covering. It wasn't intended to be a holster for a firearm. So it does have some drawbacks. Leave it in your car, for example. The holster tends to melt even on a moderately hot day.
Oh, okay.
You know, it also really tends to rub the finish off the gun. Now, I'm not saying all of them. There are guys and gals that make Kydex holsters that are amazing, and they don't have necessarily all the drawbacks. But I see a lot of guns with ruined finishes. So several years ago, when I went to the SHOT Show in Vegas, I was on a mission to find a better concealed carry holster. And I stumbled upon something called the sticky holster, which is really impressive. It doesn't use any kind of clips. It doesn't use any type of traditional retention. You pretty much put it inside the waistband. You can put it in your pocket. You can put it between the center console and the seat of your car. The friction up against it actually holds that holster in position.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the firearm stays safely and securely inside of it. You easily can draw the firearm out without having to undo any straps or anything, and it really is. It's an impressive holster, very comfortable to wear. So whether you're a guy or a gal, mm-hmm. you know, and they're affordably priced. They're right around $25.
Right.
You know.
So. What do you find when people start coming in about concealed carry? Maybe they don't have their permit yet. Whatever. What do you find are some of the misconceptions they have in their mind about concealed carry?
Yeah, we get a lot of it. First off, a big one is a lot of people don't even know the law, you know, which that's huge. I would highly recommend that you understand all the legal aspects of concealed carry for where mm-hmm. what you're planning on doing. You know, another one is making sure you're prepared mentally for the concealed carry portion.
Right.
It's, you know, you're talking about having a potentially loaded firearm on your person. And I've always believed if you're going to carry concealed, carry it loaded. It's not like Hollywood where you see the bad guy and there's a dramatic pause and you get your firearm out and you got all this time in the world. It actually occurs often within less than a second. So mm-hmm. you have a second to assess the situation, determine what you're going to do, and do it. You know, and I think you need to have very sharp skills to be able to do that.
Right.
The legal aspect of it aside, you need to make sure that you are out shooting as often as possible. You know, people say, well, how much should I shoot? We get that big question.
Sure.
How often should I go out and shoot? And I tell them, you know, really as often as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly you want to get out, I believe, at least once a month.
Yeah.
Now, that some people may say, wow, that's an awful lot. You're talking about carrying something that could potentially end someone's life, including your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to be negligent, and you don't want to be out of practice.
Right.
Take the extra time. Make the time.
We've done some shows with a gentleman that teaches, he was a Douglas County sheriff, and then he teaches a lot of classes. Matter of fact, down at Tanner Gun Show, and we had him in one time, and he said, now, police officers won't like this, but he said, I'm going to be honest with you. He said, even all the training they go through in a gunfight, they will hit about 20% of what they shoot at. That's why you see sometimes 147 shots fired in a car or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, it's something that we can't even imagine probably.
Right.
And nor do I want to. But, again, if you're going to carry it, you got to be prepared. And the only way you're going to do that is to really get that muscle retention in. I mean, everything with pulling it, knowing when to pull it, and again, knowing the law. So let's touch on it. Do you have some people that you like for concealed carry classes? Because when I first took mine, to be honest with you, 11, 12 years ago, I didn't really have 2 days to go do something, you know? So sure. I went to a four-hour class, got told some great stories, did the minimum deal, walked out with my certificate. While I enjoyed that because I got my certificate in a hurry, you really ought to look for a class that does some shooting, I think.
Yes.
And I don't care who you are or how experienced you are, because I think that's just a good thing to do.
Yeah, no, definitely. We really, and this is an area where we capture a lot of folks that are looking for training or looking to sharpen their skills, is when they come into the store and we have a conversation with them, we kind of feel out what it is that they're looking. We kind of feel out what their level of interest is and what their skill level is and their competency, at least to the basics. And we try to pair them up with one of our instructors that we work with. So we don't directly give the classes, but I have partnered up with a few local individuals. You know, they're right near the Sedalia area. Very, very down to earth, friendly folks. You know, you're going to shoot, you're going to go through an actual, you know, live fire experience. You're going to have that discussion around the legalities of it and, you know, criminal liability, civil liability, kind of what to do, you know, after the shot's fired. And now the police show up and you're the one holding the gun. They got to call shots fired and you're the one with the gun.
Sure.
You know, what do you do in that situation? And it's definitely something that we try to feel out. I don't believe that there's any one instructor that's 100% for any one student.
Sure.
And that's just like to say the same with a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what we do, we're not just trying to put you into a firearm. We're also going to try to put you into an appropriate instructor. And that's something that I guarantee as well. If I give you a reference to one of our instructors, and you go to that instructor, and that experience isn't exactly what you needed, isn't exactly what you expected, I'm going to refund you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, that is huge. It needs to work. It needs to be right.
Right. John Orvez is our guest. Rampart Firearms. Go check them out. 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. Again, right off Highway 67 in Santa Fe. They're right across from the post office there off of 67. The number is 720-468-0050. 720-468-0050. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Our pets will have many different needs throughout their lives. And whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that each and every day, 21 United States veterans commit suicide? Last year, active duty suicides surpassed the number of combat deaths. When soldiers come home, it is a huge adjustment, and they're often plagued with disabilities, such as immobility, PTSD, or a traumatic brain injury. You can help by donating to Freedom Service Dogs. This nonprofit rescues dogs from local shelters and trains them to become service dogs for these heroes. Help give back to those who have given so much. Donate now at freedomservicedogs.org.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 67 in Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Steve Dace, 7 to 10 weeknights on KLZ 560 AM and 100.7 FM.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Glad to welcome in studio John Orvez. John is the owner of Rampart Firearms. Your one-stop shop, really, I'm telling you, for all your firearm needs, they can help you with just about anything. And, you know, if you don't see something while you're in there shopping, they can even help you in ordering most things. And, again, we kind of talked about this in a previous segment with John, but, you know, I have found them to be very, very fair prices. I mean, hey, you got a building you got to pay for. You got lots you got to pay for. They want to make a couple of bucks, but I'm telling you, great, great values. And, John, really, I guess we can say, you know, you'll kind of look at everything with an open mind if someone's looking to, you know, of course, buy something, sell something, trade something. I mean, and a lot of stores aren't like that, so that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it is a little bit different, you know. It's we get a lot of customers who come in, and maybe they've made a purchase in the past, and they thought that it was the right firearm for them, and they went out and fired it and determined they don't care for it. They want to come in and upgrade or possibly just get into something different. You know, we do offer that. It's something, if you want to bring us something to trade, we can do that. We can consign it, or we can just buy it outright or trade it across. It doesn't need to be traded necessarily for something in store. We can order you something.
Right.
You know, that's a huge one. There's always people who come into the store, and I've never really understood why this is, but it seems to be the majority. They'll come in and say, well, I know you won't trade a used gun towards a new gun. You know, I'll trade any quality working firearm towards any quality working firearm. I don't care if it's new or used.
Right.
So if you bring something in, yeah, we'll definitely give you a fair deal, and we'll go ahead and get whatever it is that you're looking for. And if we don't have it in store, we'll get it ordered. Most handguns are overnight, so
right.
It's not like you're going to be waiting forever. We can actually tell you when we expect it. I know a lot of big box stores, they're kind of constrained by that corporate rule that maybe they can't quote to the customer when it's coming in. Maybe it has to go through a purchasing agent, that kind of thing, before
right.
they can get it. I can give you real-time live, you know, results and say, hey, it's going to be in here tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Sure. A lot of ammo, too.
Yes.
I mean, well, I mean, and I'm telling you, you got some great deals. I mean, there was a while, you know, for a while, but 22 shells, a two, I mean, of course, everything was just nuts. But I mean, now, man, I walked in the day and I can't remember the exact pricing, but you had some 22 shells on sale for a smoking deal.
We did. We actually, we're actually selling it by the case. So you're talking 2,500 rounds, Remington Golden Bullets, $224.99. That's a pretty outstanding deal, and I've actually got pretty good amount of it.
Right.
You know, as we get 22 ammo in, we always try to put it out at a fair price. We often ask that if you don't need it, you know, that you don't necessarily run out and buy everything off our shelves. We do kind of try to limit that. If we get a feeling that you're reselling it or scalping it, we'll generally shut you down pretty quick.
Right.
But yeah, 22 ammo is something that we started with the store. When we opened the retail establishment, you know, we couldn't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so frustrating because I had 4-H kids that were coming in saying, hey, do you have 22? We can't find it. Our entire shooting program is at jeopardy because we can't find ammunition. And then I had customers coming in laughing about how they had 50,000 rounds. So I actually put an ammo can on the counter and I put up a sign. And I said, okay, if you've got 50,000 rounds at home, how about you throw 500 rounds or 1,000 rounds into this can? I'll freely give it to the 4-H so that way they can continue operating.
Oh, cool.
That's our shooters of tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we often have this mentality that, you know, mine, we got to make sure that everything, that I've got all the ammo I need, 1,000 rounds or 5,000 rounds for each gun. Well, to me, I want to make sure we've got shooters beyond just this generation and
right.
into the next. And I want those young shooters to know that this generation, we've got your back. We're going to take care of you. We're going to, you know, make sure that not only that you have those skills, but that you actually have the ammunition and the firearms.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so that was huge.
You bring up a good point there. With kids, sometimes, you know, I'll meet people and we'll be talking about guns. And I say, man, you ought to get your concealed carry and all that. Oh, we could never have a gun in the house. We have kids.
Yeah.
You get that a lot.
Yep.
What do you say to people like that? And again, sometimes we're never going to convince them that, you know, of how to go about that. But I mean, as far as, you know, again, and we've said this millions of times, the guns aren't the bad thing.
Right.
Okay. But how do you go about maybe educating someone, maybe it's the housewife, whatever, by herself, but still got a couple of kids at home?
Yep. That's a scenario we actually see quite often. We first try to understand and gauge kind of their level of comfort as well as what they consider safe. We have some folks who come in and they've got the impression that if a firearm has a safety selector on it, that if that selector is in the safe position, that the firearm is completely safe and the kids can't do anything with it. When we hear something like that, you know, it is our moral obligation to make sure that they're up to speed. That firearm needs to be secure. You right. know, it doesn't, you don't want it easily accessible to kids. But most importantly, because kids are really creative. I mean, you know, you like the pill bottles that they have that you can't get into, but you give them to a kid, they pop them right open
yeah.
for you.
And you we can't get them open.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's really something. And for us, the way we counter that is through direct education. You want those kids to be familiar with firearms. You don't want them to be mystified. You certainly do not want Hollywood mm-hmm. to be the one who's instructing and teaching your children on proper and safe handling of firearms, because it is not taught. You know, it's something that you have to go out and actively find either an instructor, or I really recommend groups like the 4-H, because you're not just sending your kid off and letting them go. You're going with them. You know, when they're done with that program, not only are they going to be proficient, they're going to have a hunter safety card. You're probably going to have a hunter safety card because you probably went through it with them.
Sure.
And it's going to be a moment they're going to look back at and say, wow, this was a great experience. As a kid, mm-hmm. I got to go out and learn a lot about firearms and really demystify them. Now, suddenly, when your child is out in the world and you're not there to watch them and they encounter a firearm, they really do know, hey, that is a firearm. Do not touch that. Find an adult. You know, it's something that just changes the dynamic versus, oh, what is that? Let's play with that.
Right.
You know, so that's probably been the hardest part. We get a lot of folks that say, well, my kids will never even know what's in the house. It'll be hidden. I got news for you. That's not the case.
Yeah.
they know something's in the house, and if they stumble on it,
yeah,
that's not the time that you want them to be yeah. trying to figure out what is this and what do I do with it.
No, exactly. So. Again, John Orvez is our guest. Rampart Farms is the company. They're located at 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. Their number is 720-468-0050. Maybe you are, you know, again, you've got some guns maybe that you don't use anymore. Again, if you're just joining us, you know, John offers, of course, a straight buyout, but also a consignment. And you got to understand, and I'll say this for John, on a straight buyout, he doesn't know if he'll have that gun a day or a year, okay? So will you probably walk out with a little bit more money doing it the consignment way? I think that's a fair thing to say.
Yeah, typically you will on a consignment, but again, it depends on
the condition and what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And the hurry that you're in. Some folks, they don't want to wait.
Yeah.
They just want to put it down and be done with it.
Right. So. Where do you see all the tactical things now? It seems like we've gone through this big AR craze
yeah.
of just all kinds of things. Where's all the tactical things? Is it slowing down a little bit? Or?
Well, what we've seen is a little bit of a shift. You know, we're not this super big, huge tactical store. You go into a lot of gun stores and it's just a wall, a sea of black rifles. You know, right. we've got some black rifles, but we balance it. We've really seen a shift from that AR craze of even the higher end ARs shifting down to kind of the more entry level ARs. We've noticed, for example, we sell AR-15 starting around $649, you know, quality names, Smith & Wesson, DPMS, that sort of thing. We've seen people kind of gravitate towards that realm. And of course, the AR lowers is another realm that we're mm-hmm. seeing. People coming in saying, I want to buy five or six lowers, which unfortunately at the moment I don't have. I'm trying to get more, but the whole country is after those because they're under the impression that down the road these items could be banned, you know, and there are times I wish people would put as much energy into our political system as they do preparing for what may potentially
right.
be banned.
Sure.
You can actually preemptively do something with your vote mm-hmm. versus trying to plan in your basement, because honestly, if you have all these items and they do become banned, it's not like it's going to do you any good. It's too late at that point.
Right.
So
Let's touch a little bit. We got a couple minutes left in this segment on our political, you know, a few debates are past us now, and choices are probably not what a lot of us would want. But yep. I can tell you just from hopefully from our Second Amendment, our guns, all of that stuff, I think you got to go with Trump.
Yeah, I would completely agree. I don't believe that Hillary is the best direction, you know, for our future. One of the things that our store prides itself on is being honest and having integrity. And these are areas that I have serious concerns with some of the choices on the ticket this year. I do believe that Trump, although he has his own set of flaws and issues, I do think he's going to be the better choice mm-hmm. of the two. Personally, I think he's going to win. I think that it's going to be the average Joe that brings him into office. And I think, you know, people are looking for something a little bit different versus the not only the past 8 years, but just the past 30 or 40 years of right. of politics. It's sure. been business as usual. If anything else, Trump is something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for me, that's going to be enough.
Absolutely. So. What I like about the store is, too, it's kind of like you got to come in at least once a week, once every 10 days, because you never know what you're going to see there. It's not just your traditional. You walk in a box store, pretty much looks the same every time you walk in.
Right.
You never know what's going to be up on a rack.
Yeah.
I mean, I've walked in there before, and some guy walks in a couple of cases, gun case, throws stuff on the counter, and you're like, whoa, you know? I mean, you just never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, you don't. And that's a huge one. We get people who bring in, this is a common one we see. They'll bring in two or three guns. I think they're feeling us out. We'll work a deal with them. Maybe we make a buy. Maybe we consign. And they'll say those words, those magical words that we hear. Well, I've got quite a few other firearms I'm looking to part with as well. Now, when they tend to come back, it's usually we got to go outside with multiple people to bring everything in.
Sure.
Often we'll bring in 30, 40, 50 guns in a single day. You know, and yet that isn't common for a small store.
Right.
You know, and we quickly sort through. We determine what we can sell in store, what we do online. You know, we do auctions on GunBroker, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, it is cool.
Great. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Watley. John Orvez, our guest from Rampart Firearms. Get out and see them. Let them know you heard them here on Sportsman of Colorado, located right off Highway 67 there in Santa Fe at 4064 Douglas Avenue. Their number 720-468-0050. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few other things with John in our last segment here. Still a little bit more on the personal defense side, but also, you know, the transfer and private sales and making sure you understand the laws on that and what's needed for there and how John can help you there. So stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lau Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLauChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10. on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. John Oravez from Rampart Firearms joins us. 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. Once again, their number, 720-468-0050. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Again, really, truly, your one-stop shop for your firearm needs and a great selection of ammo as well. And a lot of times, if John doesn't have it in the store, he can tell you maybe when it's due in, as well as, you know, John, you can order pretty much anything we want as well.
Yep, pretty much. I mean, whether it's a specific optic that you're looking for, a specific type of ammo, maybe a specific grain, you go down to the big box store and they carry everyone but the one that you want. You know, I've got access to literally millions of items through about a dozen distributors that we use. So we'll take the time, we'll go find it for you, we'll get it in the store. So that way you've got a regular supplier.
Right, great. Now, let's talk a little bit about the transfer in private sales. You know, it used to be, I mean, I grew up in Texas. Hey, Bob, you want to buy the shotgun? Yeah, here's $300. You take the shotgun. Not like that anymore.
Yeah.
So kind of explain the law of what's happening now, and then talk about how you handle that and the fees.
Yeah, absolutely. So the transfer of a sale in Colorado, you know, when you transfer a firearm, if it is not a curio and relic, meaning if it's basically newer than 50 years old, it is required by Colorado state law that you go through a federally licensed dealer to facilitate the transfer. That often scares a lot of people off because they think it, you know, it's too difficult to facilitate getting your buyer seller in the same spot. So some folks have continued on just transferring it privately. I guess a word of warning I would give you is if you do that, and that something happens to that firearm, maybe you sell it to a good friend of yours, you've known him your whole life, you know he's fine, he's not going to do anything, but he puts it in his truck, it got stolen out of his truck, mm-hmm. and that firearm is used in a crime. You can actually be held civilly liable for that. So, you know, for the investment of going to do the transfer, it really eases your peace of mind. And we offer it for $20. That includes the background fee. You know, and again, for listeners of your show who mentioned Sportsman of Colorado, we do it for 10,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that covers everything.
Okay.
So to me, it's also a safe place. I don't mind
sure,
if you
yeah.
want to come into the store. We're all armed. If you want to come into the store with a guy you just met online, you're not sure if the deal is legit or what the deal is. You know, we don't have a problem with it. And you looking at your firearm at our counter, doing your deal, doing the money transaction right there in store. That's fine. If you want me to give you an opinion on the firearm, maybe look at it, check the bore, give you my opinion.
Is it a fair deal?
Is it a fair deal? Yeah. No problem. You know?
It's kind of like, you know, you go buy a used car, and we push this on our Haystack Help program. You go buy a used car, go take it to a mechanic and check it out first before you buy it.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yep, that's pretty much what you've got here.
Yeah.
And then you're washing your hands of all that civil liability that could potentially come along with it and losing your gun rights. You know, there's multiple layers to the law of penalty. For $20 to be able to have a place to go to get a fair, honest deal,
right.
hard to find a better value.
Absolutely. Now, another cool thing you offer is suppressors and all that kind of cool stuff, which that's automatically a cool thing. And, you know, I wanted to explain a little bit, even from my own knowledge, a little bit with a, because sometimes you'll see things class two, class three, different things like that. So
yeah.
kind of walk us through some of those definitions and then.
Sure. So
you guys are.
We'll try to briefly, you know, demystify it a little bit. Class three, you hear people talk about class three weapons. Class three is actually a type of special occupational taxpayer. It's an old IRS code that determines if somebody is a dealer of firearms that are what are known as Title II, meaning short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, suppressors, machine guns, that kind of thing. So what we are, we're a Class III dealer. Now, we also hold a second license. It's a Class II manufacturer. We are hoping to kind of get into that world more with helping people to build some custom rifles and shotguns, that sort of thing. But the Class III world, to get into those items, often people are confused by just the plethora of paperwork and rules and trusts and what's the best choice. And, you know, that's one area where we actually really also excel, because on my webpage, rampartfirearms.com, you will find a little picture of a $200 tax stamp. If you click on that, you will be freely given a copy of our gun trust. You pretty much do a find and replace in there with your information, maybe a spouse and children. It will completely establish your gun trust. Now, it does need to be notarized.
Right.
We actually offer that. at no cost. So you're getting your trust, which some places charge upwards of $1,000 or more. That's free. Notary, we provide that as well. That's free. And then coming in and ordering the item and understanding how the paperwork is filled out. With the new Executive Order 41P, for example, there's fingerprints required for responsible parties. Well, what's a responsible party? You know, we'll help you figure that out. We'll make sure that we'll demystify it to where we can say, hey, you and your wife both need to go down, get fingerprints, get, you know, photographs from a store, like a passport photo type of thing. Bring that back to us along with the trust. We'll take it from here. You know, we'll guide you through the process. And everyone turns around and they say, well, I don't really need those things. Those things don't apply to me. I don't want a machine gun. Okay, maybe you don't, or maybe you do. But things like suppressors, to me, that's just courtesy. You know, I fire firearms at my home, and I can tell you, my neighbors don't know that I'm doing it.
Right.
You know, I've got a suppressor on there. And that not only is it better from protecting my hearing, it lowers the neighborhood's concern. I'm shooting into a completely safe backstop. I'm practicing all the good, solid safety rules. But they don't know that.
Right.
They hear somebody shooting. It's disruptive. It's annoying. I mean, I own a gun store, and I am annoyed when people shoot in my neighborhood, you know, because it's annoying all day long hearing that banging. So, you know, a suppressor is definitely something that you're going to want to look into. If you've ever been thinking about one, I'm telling you, there's never been a better time.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you never know.
You never know what it's gonna
going to do.
Yeah.
Right. And as far as... when people get into wanting to, I'm thinking about all the different estate sales we talked about and different things like that. Sometimes people, I've seen them take a gun and maybe try to refinish it, redo things to it. What's your advice with things like that?
Yeah, we do. We see folks that do kind of the homebrewed Cerakote or bluing or those sorts of things. One thing we offer, we don't Cerakote or Duracoat, but we do work with some partners, and we can direct you, depending on the firearm that you have, to one of our partners. Again, guaranteeing their work as well. When it comes to bluing, that is something that we actually do offer. So typically for a couple $100, you can turn that old hunting rifle that you've had, maybe it's a family heirloom, back into something that's really, really nice. Get it blued. We also can refinish the stocks. You know, we've seen a lot of kind of, they're almost borderline butcher jobs where people try to go in there and restore a stock,
right.
You know, and we do. We've got master stocksmiths that we work with that can bring that luster back out and properly do it in such a way that you're not totally destroying the value of the firearm. Mm-hmm. It's a professional refinish.
Right.
You know, we also have done a lot of fire damage. You know, we've done quite a bit of those where people have guns in a safe. The safe is rated for, you know, 2,000 degrees or whatever. Hey, that's great. When there's a raging fire, it cooks everything inside that safe. Mm-hmm. Your stocks turn charred. Your finish on your bluing goes away. You can bring that into the store. We'll give you an honest look at it. We'll tell you mechanically if it's safe, what it's going to take to repair, if it's recoverable. And we'll actually be able to perform the complete restoration for you.
Right.
So.
Okay, cool. And again, this, we're talking about all the different, you know, firearms and ammo, but also